Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody here, our big, beautiful family. Can't wait to see all of you there in heaven. That's going to be a glorious day, hopefully one day soon. Anyway, for today's word of edification, I'm going to discuss something that we commonly see in the Psalms, and that's the word Selah. It's pronounced several different ways that I've heard, Selah, Selah. But the word Selah is mentioned 74 times in Scripture, 71 times in the Psalms, and 3 times in Habakkuk. There's some debate as to its origin and meaning, but it is generally accepted that the word is used as a musical annotation to note a pause in the singing of the verse while music continues to play. You may remember that the Psalms are songs or hymns, and oftentimes the writer tells us of which instrument that particular song should be played. So you have the singing of the verse and the music of the instrument playing together, and Selah seems to be placed in such a way that it pauses the words of the verse and allows for sort of a musical interlude. Oftentimes, these pauses or musical interludes are placed after certain phrases that give the person listening a moment to reflect and think about what they are actually hearing, or for the singer, a moment to pause and think about what they are actually singing. For example, in Psalm 3:4, David said, "I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill, Selah." Allow me to loosely paraphrase what David is saying. Imagine this. I cried out with my voice to God, and he actually heard me. Stop and just think about that for a moment. Now, you can sort of imagine and hear David just playing the harp or some instrument in the background. And he may even be building up that music into a crescendo as the thought of that phrase goes deeper and deeper into your soul. While the word Selah is mentioned in Scripture in conjunction with the Psalms and other hymns, I will often catch myself reading through Scripture elsewhere, and a subtle reminder says, pause and think about that. There may not be a musical interlude in my head, but I think the Spirit is causing me to make a point of meditating upon certain Scripture. And that reminds me of one of the most influential aspects of my Christian walk, really learning how to properly study the Bible. Pastor gave me some lessons that I'll never forget, and one of the highlights from those lessons was that of really meditating on the Scripture. In other words, put the brakes on. Bring the pace down to a slow crawl and really chew on what the Scripture is saying. So it makes complete sense when the psalmist said, "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit, its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Amen.